Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Some games take so long to come out that all the interest in them has fizzled out. Others, meanwhile, release in such a poor state that people go elsewhere for their entertainment. The entries in this list fall into either category, but what unites them is that their potential audience largely disappeared. Though looking at them now, they're frankly decent games at the very least, and in some cases, underappreciated classics. I'm Cy for WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games you gave up on that are actually great. Number 10, The Last Guardian. Shadow of the Colossus is one of the most celebrated titles in gaming history. Its approach to both gameplay and story, and what ties them together, has influenced so many releases in its wake. As such, Japan Studios' follow-up, The Last Guardian, seemed like it had the potential to be just as huge. Originally revealed as a PlayStation 3 title in 2009, the game took 7 years before it hit store shelves for the PS4. By this time, any hype from the initial reveals had absolutely died down to a simmer. Everything was exacerbated by the departure from Sony of lead developer Fumito Ueda. Despite Sony reassuring consumers that the author was still lead on the project, Ueda had described his departure as coming from feeling a sense of crisis which made players uneasy. Whilst it's hard to argue that parts of The Last Guardian didn't already feel outdated on release, it doesn't mean that the game was bad by any means. In fact, 2016 was a year of solid action-packed FPS titles such as Overwatch, Battlefield 1, and the Doom reboot, to name a few, so The Last Guardian still managed to find its space as a slower-paced, more thoughtful experience. The game holds favourable reviews on Metacritic from both critics and consumers, it's just that it simply undersold terribly. Number 9, No Man's Sky. Now, there are strong arguments to be made about false advertising and not patting developers on the back for eventually getting their games where they needed to be on release. Still, the fact of the matter is that No Man's Sky has clawed its way back from certain doom. Hello Games' spacefaring adventure title promised some pretty hefty things, including a massive universe littered with an unthinkable number of procedurally generated planets that could be explored alongside friends. However, the planets were all pretty uniform, the ships you could pilot were boring, and the promised multiplayer seemed to be removed right at the last moment. There was simply very little to do. And yet, No Man's Sky may be the poster child for games being supported long after their release. In the 7 years since, the game has had multiple free patches every year that have included hosts of new content, bringing it in line with the original vision for the title, and beyond that by several milestones. To really hit home, the game was tagged on Steam with mostly negative reviews on its debut in 2016, but by September 2021, the developers had turned this around to 70% positive reviews. Number 8, Advance Wars 1 Plus 2 Reboot Camp. Advance Wars first came to the West in 2003 and brought a puzzling little military strategy concept to the Game Boy Advance. Being one of Nintendo's most niche franchises, standing in the shadows of Mario and Link, ultimately led to the last game in the series being 2008's Days of Ruin, or Dark Conflict, in Europe. As such, fans were relieved to see the two original GBA titles announced for Switch in July 2021 as the awkwardly titled Advance Wars 1 Plus 2 Reboot Camp. Just a month before release, however, Nintendo decided to put the game on ice indefinitely due to the 2022 Russian invasion of Ukraine. Fans, even the most understanding ones, got a little impatient as the delay for a surely completed game took over a year to pass by. Thankfully, Reboot Camp was well received due to its abundance of content that has been reinvigorated and polished to perfection. The package never loses sight spirit of what made the originals great, retaining both its charm and level of challenge. At the time of speaking, the game hasn't been out long enough to know how it's fared sales-wise. Unfortunately for a C-tier franchise, it was already fighting an uphill battle, but over a year of delays can certainly hurt potential interest. Number 7, Sea of Thieves. Under Nintendo's contracts, Rare were one of the most respected developers in the industry. After signing with Microsoft, that reputation began to slip fast. The legendary Rare working on games for a failing gimmicky peripheral just felt like a total waste, and key staff members left the company fast. As such, Sea of Thieves was Rare's real chance for a comeback. This high sea exploring pirate adventure looked at the state of multiplayer online titles and sought to inject the genre with something unique. After a delay, the game finally released in 2018, and as an always online world, Sea of Thieves encountered the common but no less dreaded server issues. Furthermore, when players did finally get into the game, many of them found themselves eventually asking, well, what is there to do, and began to move on to something else. A thoughtful roadmap kept the core audience engaged and convinced players to return in a year's time when the content and progression system was much deeper. Since then, Sea of Thieves has only gone from strength to strength. Now, if a player was to jump in, they'd find a game fit to burst with experiences from random encounters with ghost ships to story-driven adventures, as well as pretty impressive crossovers with the likes of Pirates of the Caribbean. Number 6, Shenmue 3. Shenmue holds an interesting place in history as a niche gem touchstone that has had an understated impact on storytelling in gaming, as well as helping to popularize QuickTime events. After nearly two decades since the second game, a third title finally arrived, partially by way of a crowdfunding project. So not only did Shenmue 3 have to contend with an 18-year wait and the grand expectations associated with it, but also unfortunately mixed reviews upon release. Some outlets called the game samey and outdated, but in a way, this was the entire point. How does one update a series so rooted in gaming's DNA at the turn of the millennium to modern standards? And is that what fans really want? Instead of teething its way through something new, Shenmue 3 is a loving nostalgic callback to the Dreamcast classics in a way that almost feels like no time has passed at all. Sure, despite all that time, the threequel doesn't actually wrap up all the loose plot threads and even has the gall to end on a cliffhanger. Still, taken at face value, there's a lot to like about Shenmue 3. The franchise is somewhat divisive and has a reputation for being obtuse in its slow and relaxed nature, but if you enjoyed Shenmue's past, there was no reason to write off the follow-up.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
up. Number 5, Fallout 76. The concept of exploring the post-apocalyptic wasteland and coming into contact with other players doing the same was strong enough that Fallout 76 made too much sense not to do. However, the game infamously had one of the most negative reactions within the last decade. On launch, it had infinitely more bugs than it had things to actually do. There weren't even NPCs or really much in the way of quests. With that in mind, many players expected Fallout 76 to become a game that Bethesda washed their hands of quickly, but that's not what happened at all. The team maintained their commitment to updating and improving the experience, completely overhauling the leveling system, fleshing out the world and supplying story-driven content, and peppering in tons of quality of life improvements, all for free. The numbers don't lie. At the end of last year, the company revealed that Fallout 76 had climbed to 13.5 million players' lifetime total, meaning new people are continuously trying it out. The game currently holds a sturdy average of about 8,000 concurrent players who enjoy what it's become. And yes, that number is never going to set the world on fire, but it's a lot better than the game becoming the empty wasteland most predicted at launch. Number 4, Prey 2006. 3D Realms were once a key figure in the first-person shooter genre, having published id Software's Wolfenstein 3D and developed their own Duke Nukem 3D. As such, they were a name to watch, and their next foray into the FPS was sure to push the genre forwards yet again. Early looks at Prey during the late 1990s repeatedly impressed. It had a strong sense of style and some eye-watering visuals for the time, especially in regards to its portal feature that rendered two areas and stitched them together seamlessly. But Prey was trapped in development hell for years, constantly stopping and starting and even being restarted. The issue here is that in all the time 3D Realms agonized over Prey, the FPS genre was evolving with games like Medal of Honor and Call of Duty coming and making their mark. When Prey finally released in 2006, it was considered a financial success, but its sales figures were dwarfed by its contemporaries. Simply put, the industry had moved on. That being said, Prey still offered a lot of its own flavour with its unique portal and gravity-defying features, stellar level design, and gorgeous world-building. When other shooters were starting to fight over who was the biggest and the grandest, Prey offered a low-key atmospheric tale that has seen it become a cult classic. Number 3, Star Wars Battlefront 2. One way to make waves throughout the gaming industry is to simply release a product of unanimously agreed high quality. Another, of course, is to do something so controversial that you are all the news cycles can talk about. When the beta for Star Wars Battlefront 2 released in 2017, it gave a startling insight into the loot box heavy systems of the game. Players, even those who had shelled out for deluxe editions, would have to make the choice between spending even more money or grinding for 40 hours to unlock a single hero character. Even as EA disabled microtransactions days before release, Battlefront 2 had a pretty strong stink about it for a long time. But somehow, despite this, when the publisher announced the game's support would be ending in 2020, some diehard fans even took to making petitions to ask for more. That is a head-spinning turnaround. And in all fairness, it wasn't like Battlefront 2 wasn't fun from the get-go. Over the years, EA tweaked the game's reward systems away from being totally contemptuous while adding tons of maps, skins, and content that celebrated different eras of the space opera saga. It took the longest, bumpiest road possible to get there, but Battlefront 2 wound up being a pretty good celebration of Star Wars. Number 2, Dead Island 2. 2011's Dead Island was a decent enough mindless multiplayer zombie-killing romp. It showed promise, at least, and so it was given spin-offs and a sequel was greenlit the following year. Dead Island 2's existence became so much of a meme that others, like Goat Simulator 3, began parodying the long wait for it. Not only did development stretch across 11 years, it also spent time in the hands of three different teams. Jaeger Studio were dropped in 2015, Sumo Digital had the product taken out of their hands in 2019, and finally the game released as developed by Dan Buster Studios. That is the development equivalent of a project being raked over hot coals and glass. And yet, both critical and consumer response to the sequel are one of pleasant surprise, with the game scoring around the 70% mark. Players complimented the game's stylish aesthetic, memorable locations, and high-quality gore. The level of polish is surprising, considering the majority of long-delayed titles tend to suffer in this regard. Most players who assumed that Dead Island 2, if it ever came, was going to be a disaster were well within their rights, but it wound up being surprisingly enjoyable. And number 1, Cyberpunk 2077. With no question, Cyberpunk 2077 is remembered as the most disastrous video game launch of all time. Whilst the game was originally announced in 2012, it went through a protracted development. Nearing the end of the decade, the interest in Cyberpunk's sci-fi world was high, never more so than when beloved actor Keanu Reeves announced he would be playing a lead character. But then the game released, and you likely don't need to be reminded in what state. Without a high-end PC, there was no way to enjoy Cyberpunk 2077 through the haze of graphical collision and performance issues and crashes that became a mainstream controversy. Cyberpunk lost 200,000 players in its first month, as most wrote it off forever. However, as CD Projekt rolled out patches over the following year, the actual game could eventually be seen underneath the grime. It's a real shame that Cyberpunk 2077's legacy will be the utterly awful launch, because had this not been the case, players could have enjoyed it on its wealth of merits. The game has a strong sense of identity thanks to an instantly believable world and a story filled with memorable characters. It rewards exploration and immersion and has an instantly recognizable visual aesthetic. And whilst it still has its issues, what open world game doesn't, it's now a brilliant addition to the Western action RPG genre. And that's the list. Let us know what you thought of this video down in the comments below. Which of these video games did you give up on, and would you consider giving any of them a second try? Of course, let us know of any others that would fit within this theme. Make sure you like this video, share it with your friends, subscribe and hit that notification bell. You can head over to whatculture.com for more content every day. I've been Cy for What Culture, and have a good week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.